There you go. Continuing with our Walmart crime wave stories. We had the one about the guy squished in the trash compactor. According to the Springfield News Sun, 22-year-old woman arrested Friday, accused of stealing underwear and cheese sticks from Walmart.
Underwear and cheese sticks.
Did she get those from the same department?
Probably not. She also had some body spray and a pack of Silly Bands in her purse. So,
Silly Bands.
Shopping for
silly
the kids.
Silly Bands are cheap. Why do you want to be stealing those?
Shopping for the kids.
Yeah.
She may have had enough money, too, to buy all of it. You never know. The our mastermind criminal of the week. Well, so far, it's Monday. If we can top this one.
Yeah.
I kind of like it, though. I think it's a pretty good nominee for a while. It'd be Brian Mattert of Cheyenne, Wyoming, according to the Wyoming Tribune Eagle. When the police came to his house on a domestic violence call, he covered himself in latex paint to protect him from getting tased. Then he told the police that if they shot him with a stun gun, he'd die. They tased him anyway.
Really?
Did he die?
No.
So he was wrong?
Yes.
So he's arrested for lying to a police officer.
Yeah. Well, he resisted arrest, you see.
Don't tase me, bro! Mm-hmm. Don't tase me! Stop. I didn't do anything! Ow! Ow!
Ow!
Ow!
Ow! Ow! Ow!
If it really hurts that much, are you just saying ow? I mean, really.
Well, the fact that there were no expletives.
Tell you what, Tom, I got 50 bucks to let you be tased. 50.
Just
come
see
on.
How you'll respond.
100. 100 bucks, Tom. 100 bucks.
I'll throw in 100.
All right, 200 bucks, Tom. We got $200 on the table for you to be tased live on the radio.
There's not enough money. Because you know what? I might die. Yeah.
Well, you might.
Yeah. You wouldn't have to pay taxes anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, they tased him anyway. He resisted arrest. And instead of dying,
$200? He resisted? Really?
And he was handcuffed and hauled down to the station.
You bump it up to 1,000, I'll do it.
Yeah. Police say they also plan to charge him with the cleaning bill after they got paint all over their uniforms. After all, he did have paint on him. So, anyway. And police in Swan Lake, New York.
They dance well there.
I mean, you think about it. What a bucolic-sounding place, right? Wouldn't you want to be director of sanitation in Swan Lake, New York?
Or the director of communications.
Yeah, there you go. Pulled a guy over for a drunk driving charge on his lawnmower.
And George Jones lived there.
Be Barry Foster actually accused of getting wasted, then riding his lawnmower to the store for more booze. Police say that he might have gotten away if he hadn't passed out behind the wheel. He's got a suspended license. That's the reason he was using the mower. Hello?
It really does hurt that much.
Yeah, see, there you are then. It does. Okay, 250, Tom.
Yeah, really. Come on.
Sorry, we just heard from a man from experience.
Yeah, had that, yeah. Anyway, I mean, look, he's going slow. How fast can the lawnmower go? And obviously, he's more of a danger to himself than anybody else, but nonetheless. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if you looked at your entertainment yet. Are you going to do the Larry King story?
I hadn't looked yet.
All right.
Hey, we got 19 minutes. Why would I look yet?
All right, never mind. We'll put it off to the side then just in case you don't. This one you probably won't do. Members of the group Sha Na Na reunited over the weekend.
Oh, really?
On purpose?
Bowser
yeah, they
there?
Did. No, well,
are they run into each other at Safeway?
No, it's interesting. I was reading about this, and they did not mention Bowser. As a matter of fact, let me see.
If Bowser's not there, then Sha Na Na's not.
Not
there.
No, that's not true. See, not in the story that I had.
It's
read.
Like having you know.
Yeah.
Elmer. Yeah. Elmer Brown presents the Platters featuring Little Dickie Thornton on vocals.
Yeah.
The New York Post says that 40 years after they went on right before Jimi Hendrix at Woodstock. Did you know that, by the way?
I think I heard
they
that.
Played Woodstock.
Yeah.
Six of the guys performed at a celebration marking the 50th anniversary.
I bet they got booed off the stage.
Yeah.
Come on, bring Hendrix on, dude. Yeah. Got five white guys singing stuff. Get out of here.
Anyway.
You're square. Because I've been awake for like 3 days waiting for Hendrix, man.
Anyway, celebration marked the 50th anniversary of Hofstra University. Three of the singers still do 50 concerts a year, Sha Na Na, but others like Elliot Kahn, who once managed the group Green Day, and he's now an entertainment lawyer. Haven't done anything like this in decades. Shanana, and in fact, one of the guys is a professor at Hofstra, and that's the reason he was able to get them together. Let's see, they Shanana, I'd forgotten this, had a syndicated TV variety show from 1977 to 1981, which shows then almost anybody could get a show, which included guys who joined the group after Woodstock, like bass singer John Bowser Bowman. He was not part of the Sunday reunion, Saturday reunion, because of that.
Well, I bet there were a lot of disappointed people then.
Yeah, well,
I mean, if that wasn't plainly stated.
Hello?
Yeah, having Shanana without Bowser, isn't that like having the Three Stooges without Curly?
Yeah.
Well put,
well, they
sir.
Did have the Three Stooges.
Hello?
Curly.
Yeah, Tom, I was just thinking, if we got your HOA involved with this taser bidding, you might make it worth your while.
There we go, pal.
A lifetime of waiving HOA fees. Tom, that could be worth thousands.
Yeah,
make the system work for you.
Plus, once a month, you get to leave your trash can by the curb.
Yeah, I can have a basketball goal.
I was going to say, well, don't they have a slab out there or some covered area for the HOA to meet in there? You could put you up on a little pedestal and tase you?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, see?
Yeah, there's all kinds of positives.
You see, understand?
Not nearly enough yet.
Yeah. But I mean, we're working on this for you.
Telling you, man, we could raise money for charity on this.
Yeah. Okay, now we think the politicians here in U.S. America don't get along. Here's your Peruvian political update. We haven't done one of these in a while. Or ever.
And listen closely, because we won't do again for a long time.
Probably not. Foes of a small town mayor in Peru say they have dug up the skull of his late father, and they won't give it back unless he drops out of the race. I don't think we've had anything similar to that here. According to Reuters, the mayor, who is Regulio, Regulio Vizcarra,
exactly how you pronounce it.
Vizcarra, how's that? Okay. Says that he received a ransom note in the form of a text message offering to return the skull of his dead father if he pulls out of the race. Police investigating.
Why can't we have anything fun like this?
That's what I'm saying. We're not nearly there yet.
God, politics are so boring.
He says he's got no plans of dropping out, by the way.
Yeah. You know, we live with red light cameras for a year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Petition.
That's right.
Let's petition to do that.
They get skulls being held hostage.